and it featured guests Samuel Quintana, Ron Romero, and Lumbre del Sol Children, who I have here in the studio in the control room with us as we speak. What up, buddy? And Amado Obeta of Soul Fire. Thanks for joining us, fellas. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you for having us. Absolutely. It's really cool. Yeah.
All right. I'm so proud of you guys, knowing you since you were chiquitos.
Yeah, thank you
and
so much.
And now, you know, when we first talked, we were talking about it. We were remodeling the control room where we're at now. I think there's actually been a couple of remodels here since we first met. We were down the hallway, and we were just as excited then to see you guys cut your teeth into the music scene as can be, and then to keep up with you guys through the years, Santa Fe Fiestas, the Bandstand at the Plaza, Paqui Payan, Santa Fe, various Santa Fe venues. Wow.
Yeah, we've been really blessed to get to be a part of so many cool shows. And you know, I remember back in those days in 2003, you know, one of our dreams was to get to play for Zizobra. And we got to play Zizobra, and State Fair was one of them. And
check.
And we got to check those off.
Yeah,
so just, it was cool.
You know, opening up for a lot of bands. When we got the opportunity to open for our heroes, like wild group, like between Ozo Motley, we opened for the English Beat, was like one of our, I mean, all-time favorite bands, and we got to open for them.
Grupo Fantasma.
Los Lobos, did I?
Los Lobos?
Yeah, we opened for Los Lobos.
Do people ask you, buddy, if you're part of the Los Lobos family?
Man. I wish I would have that look, man. I would have that kind of money. That'd be nice. Yeah?
You got that kind of talent, though.
And you know what was funny when we played with Los Lobos was I asked them about the Los Super 7 album that the two guys are on. And they like looked at me like, "How do you know that album?" I said, "That's one of my favorites."
Grew up with that stuff.
The Los Super 7 album with like that super group of Rick Trevino and all those guys.
Yeah.
They did an album together.
Dig that one out,
it's really good. Yeah, well, that's one to check.
Yeah, it's great. In fact, he played. My wife used to work at a bar. I won't say which one because I don't want to promote them. But my Rick Trevino played there, and my wife got a signed CD for Super 7 for me.
All right.
And I was like, this is awesome.
The Holy Grail.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So, I mean, so many things I wanted to bring up when you guys came over, and I really do appreciate you guys driving in from Santa Fe. You live here now in town, right?
Yes, I do.
But still, to go out of your way to come up here, the whole thing, and I know we've got family listening. Big shout out to all the Obetas up in Santa Fe, Josie, Marcy, Elizabeth, Joey, and Aaron. All the crew, Chris Obeta listening, Adi, Roberta, you know, the regulars.
Yeah.
Your crew.
Yeah. What's up, guys?
What's up, familia? And Tiger, don't forget our
Tiger. Yeah. All right, man. We're talking about getting into politics earlier. He had the audacity to run for, what was the position Tiger was
running for? Well, he ran for mayor and then dropped out, and then he ran for city council in Juan, so he's a city councilor in Santa
Fe. Awesome. All right, yeah. Tiger. Yeah. Go, Tiger, go. Give him hell, Tiger.
Yep, that's it.
So, let's see. As kids, you were part of this disc.
Yeah,
Lumbre del Sol.
It was we were part of that album, and you know, I would go with my dad actually to the studio when he'd have sessions or whatever. So I'd sit in on the sessions and just watch the band record or watch them overdub or whatever they were doing. And so it was a blast to just be there at Klugit Sound.
Did you get a contact high, bro?
I don't know what, you know, I think they did a lot of that outside.
Speaking of contact highs.
But I wouldn't have known. I wouldn't have known at like 5 years old. I wouldn't have known what they were doing.
But you know, their equipment smelled like, I didn't realize this, but like when you, the Lumbre del Sol's equipment smelled like, you know,
like Mota.
Yeah, I'm sorry to say.
Well, it was nice to be a part of it and just to see the process. Nice to listen to all of the rough demos that my dad would bring home. And just to see that album grow and the final product was amazing. And that's still one of my favorite albums of all time. That's right up there for me as one of my favorites is Power of the Moon.
It's a good one. I through the years I've put it on and it's always a real treat for me to hear it. So let's see, I wanted to mention something real quick while we're talking. I know this is about Soulfire, but while we're kind of segueing back and forth into Soulfire and Lumbre del Sol, so Chris Obeta and the boys of Lumbre del Sol performed at my twin brother Mark's wedding reception. It was at one of the posts, so not too far from here. And so I'm right up in front. I'm just fascinated, you know, with the band and their musicality and everything, completely, you know, like, captivated by them. So they're doing War's All Day Music, which I have queued up. We're going to put on, you know, when we're done with our interview. And so I thought it was so darn clever because Chris, in that line that says, let's see, we're rolling in the grass till long after dark.
Yeah.
Well, Chris Obeta took it upon himself to kind of like modify the lyrics, and he did it was something like "Token on the grass till long after dark."
And that's a song that they, yeah, that's an old school Lumineer cover right there, man.
That is brilliant. And nobody seemed to react. Nobody paid attention. But I was, you know, I wasn't into it, man. Anyway,
those were good times, man. And those days in the mid '80s when, you know, your family, you guys were putting these festivals together, and, you know, and that's really what got, you know, our family's music going, and what gave us the kind of that, it gave us that that drive to want to be part of it, because the Latin music festivals were like, man, they were a blast.
And not only that, those festivals, it's shone a light on the my dad's artwork as a songwriter and as a musician, to get some of the, you know, we were talking earlier that maybe some of that proper due, right? Like, mm-hmm. my dad, you know, mm-hmm. I remember fondly sitting right in the front stage and watching my dad play, and then...
Well, you'd be working with Baron, too, yeah, and we, Joe
they,
and everybody.
They put us to work, too. Yeah.
And I still have my Ipiotis Productions polo shirt. I still have that.
All right.
I love it.
And what about that hat with that picture?
We still have the hat, too. I wore that shirt, actually. We played a concert years ago, and I wore the Ipiotis Productions. Remember that? We played at the fairgrounds.
Too cool.
Yeah, and I wore the old polo. It was awesome. Buddy found it for me, actually.
Good job, Buddy. If you just tuned in, we're talking to musicians in from Santa Fe, Soulfire, Buddy and Amado Obeda. They agreed to come in and have a little plática, a little chit-chat with us. They're going to be doing a live piece here. And real quick, guys, I did want to mention, Buddy, I saw you at the memorial service for Ernestine Romero. Mm-hmm. And that was actually the impetus of me reaching out to you guys, inviting you. That just, it moved me.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, wow. So Ernestine was a friend of y'all's, or?
Just out of respect, I think.
Yeah, we were a part of a lot of different shows with her for fiestas in Santa Fe. And then I play with a Santana tribute band out of Santa Fe, and we were actually on a lot of bills with her, different lowrider shows, and so it was cool just to, you know, chill with her band and stuff. And we, for some reason, we'd always she'd either come on before the Santana band, or, you know, we'd be before her. It would, like, we were always close on the bill.
Even when we play fiestas in Santa Fe, there were several years that it was us, and then she'd come on, or vice versa, a couple years in a row that they had us back to back on the Santa Fe Plaza. So,
and yeah. Her cousin Isaiah is actually he's the lead singer of the Santana tribute band. So,
cool.
It was a family thing, man, mm-hmm. for sure.
Yeah, that's tough. That it's a sock in the gut for of course the family and the friends who knew her, and for the people who appreciated her music, because she was all about the New Mexico sound, the la gente, you know,
yeah,
Northern New Mexico sound, and she did it up with all her heart and soul. So, you know, God bless Ernestine Romero, and but we have her music to continue, and that's a wonder of music. I mean, it's here, it's in the universe, you know, forevermore.
Absolutely, so, absolutely.
Like good people in our lives, like the love remains, you know, in
yes.
the ethereal, spiritual sense. All right, so what do you guys want to do? You want to bust out into a number? Should we play the Sophie number?
Let's play a track off the EP.
Okay, yeah. Introduce it, guys. What are we going to do here?
It's a song called, it's called Sophie Song, and it has some really, you know, I got to give a shout out to the musicians. It's, you know, my brother and myself, obviously, and Arnaldo Acosta on drums, Ron Sanborn on electric guitar, Justin on bass, and Todd Lovato is playing slide guitar on this song, and Buddy.
And just want to give a shout out too to Bill Palmer.
Bill.
Recorded with Bill in Santa Fe.
At Frogville.
A little bit at Frogville and a little bit at his house.
At Torreon
Studios. And also give a shout out to Javier Romero, who did the artwork on the album cover. Is inspired by a puzzle piece that my neighbor brought over for my daughter. He brought over a little heart puzzle piece made out of wood, and my daughter has autism, and that puzzle piece is a big symbol for autism, and this song is about that. So,
beautiful.
Yeah.
So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and give a listen to the music of Soulfire. And we have Buddy and Amado of Beta in the control room. And so we'll go ahead and give a listen to, what is the name of the piece, fellas?
Sophie Song.
Sophie Song.
All right, here's Sophie's song going out to Sophie.
And if you're listening, I love you, Sophie.
All right, Soph, here we go.
Finger gag.
You got it now?
Okay, good. You've got a lot to say. You're learning every day, aren't you? And the way you see the world, the way I love this girl, it's for you. Sophie's face is red again. Does she want what death can give?
Awesome. That's too precious, guys.
Thank you.
Just beautiful. All right. So tell me a little bit. I guess the answer is pretty obvious as far as your inspiration.
Yeah. It's my daughter, and it was just one of those songs that when you get frustrated as a parent sometimes and you just think, is there something that I can't, that she wants that I can't give her, you know? And of course, it's not true. We struggle with those things as parents.
Yeah, you know? I would imagine so.
Well, there's so many personal. Sometimes you're nervous to put out your personal, you know, feelings and your heart onto a project, and that's what a lot of this album is. And it's, I told this story before, is that Buddy brought the fragment of the song in and the lyrics and stuff. And he's like, nah, well, I don't know. I don't think we're going to be able to use this. And when I started kind of listening to it as well, and we were both putting it together, I said, man, that's the first song on our record right there. Like, we're doing this.
The crown jewel.
He's like, are you sure? I said, yes, we're going forward with this. I can hear it. We have a song here.
Just the right musicians, too, and the guys just played their parts, and man, it just came out. It wasn't a lot of work to put it together in the studio. In fact, we recorded it live. Everything but the vocals was live.
Yeah, it was live takes, and everyone did such an amazing job. I got to send a shout out to Ned, man, from the Kiwanis Club and the Zozobra crew. He's listening right now. Ned, thank you so much, man. You're awesome, and he's part of the crew for Zozobra, everyone that's building and working hard on it. And he works really hard with Ray and Matt and everybody. So got to send a shout out to the warehouse, to all the boys.
All right. Cool. Well, that's the funny thing about inspiration. Things just seem to come together in a magical, wonderful, magically delicious way that it's just, wow, all of a sudden, from an idea to the thing that is just, wow. I mean, how fulfilling is that?
It is, and it's just being, you know, it's really fulfilling, especially when you're being exactly who you are at that moment, and there's no fear behind it. You're not self-conscious, and it's just like, hey, this is who we are, this is what it's gonna be. And that's what I love about our music right now.
Just letting it all hang out, just letting it all happen.
Yeah.
And to acceptance, right? Like, you find, like, when you put it out, it's like complete acceptance, you know, and that's good. You know, acceptance of where you are in this world is good, you know.
All right, so you guys up for doing a number here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
What you gonna do?
We're gonna do a song that this will also be on the album, and this song is called Lemonade, and we wrote this when I went to my high school reunion, and it was awful. Like, I just
just tell them like it is.
Yes. So I will. And I was socially awkward, I'd say, in high school, and I was. Probably didn't show it because I played in a band. I played with Lumbre all through high school, but
I considered probably a cool kid.
But I felt safe on stage all the time, and so went to my high school reunion, and I thought, okay, it's gonna be cool. I'm not gonna be awkward. It's not gonna be weird. And of course, I showed up, and everyone went right to their cliques that they were in high school, and I was kind of like, I played sports but played music and didn't really have a clique or anything, and so none of my friends showed up, and you kind of feel like an outsider at the event. And so it was just, and that nervous feeling came back again.
Oh no.
Exactly how I felt going to high school parties and stuff. It was so awkward.
Lemonade is a reference to, they were serving margaritas.
Yeah.
Like, there
Buddy
was free
there
margaritas
too.
There.
There was free, yeah, free margaritas.
Open bar, forget it.
And yeah, and we participated playing in the pool, their little pool party or whatever they had, but it was like, you felt like an outsider.
Weird.
And so, yeah, and when they had another little reunion, I actually had bought a ticket to go, and I was like, I can't show up to this. I just didn't.
When they were having high school reunions after Mark and I graduated from the Nordic class of 75, 10 years later, they start putting announcements out for classroom reunion, this and that, and the other thing. Mark buttoned it up so beautifully. He said, we didn't like him when we were in school 10 years ago. Why would we go back 10 years later to see him? Nothing personal, Del Norte alumni.
But we did get it. We got a song out of it, and it's going to be on the album, and it's one of our, you know, we open a lot of our shows with this over the last few years, and you know, it's become kind of one of our Soulfire songs, our,
awesome.
Our
signature,
signatures. Yeah.
All right. Without further ado, it's my great privilege to announce a performance by Soulfire, Buddy, and Amato Abeda. The name of the piece is Lemonade. Take it away, fellas.
All right.
For cover, I'm lying on the floor. You think they'll ever know? I'm laughing at myself. I'm staring at the book. I never knew the words. You tell me not to love. I'm not staying up late. Can't help myself. I really don't feel too great. They laughed in my face. It was yesterday, but I still drink your lemonade. Standing in the room, the talk is really small. I made a big mistake. I should have drank it home. Beautiful people, and I don't know the names. I wanna jump into the water. You should do the same. I'm not staying up late, but I can't help myself. I really don't feel too great. They laughed in my face. It was yesterday. But I still drink your lemonade.
It's actually a little sad song. when I really think about it.
Bittersweet.
Yes.
I'm not staying up late, but I can't help myself. Really don't feel too great. They laughed in my face, it was yesterday, but I still drink your lemonade. Oh yeah, I'm not staying up late, but I can't help myself. I really don't feel too great. They laughed in my face, it was yesterday, but I still drink your lemonade.
Yeah, that's how you do that. So you put pen to paper on this. Is this after the thing?
Yeah,
the
it was. It was a few days later, and it was. I was looking at the yearbook, and that was kind of the. There's a line in there when it's kind of, you know, so they're telling me not. Don't look at the yearbook. Don't go back to that. Like, stop looking at the past. And I was like, you know, at least we got a song out of it.
Yeah.
out of a really just, it was awkward, just an awkward experience. Because I don't like being out of my comfort zone.
No.
I like to be with my family if I'm out. If I go out, I like to have my brother,
sure,
my cousins, like everybody that's
your,
just
your
there.
Your baque.
Yes.
Esquina. Your esquina.
My esquina, bro. Yeah.
So don't worry. We got you. So what else? Let's listen to some stuff from the Soulfire.
Yeah. Would you want to do El Hombre Pensando or Always?
We can listen to a little bit of both if you guys want.
Sure.
Tell me the number of the cut.
Let's do track two.
Track two?
Track two, yeah.
All right.
Is that one El Hombre Pensando?
No, it's Always.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Always.
All right, let's give a listen. This is Music of Soulfire.
You're thinking about me. Just need time, and I'm missing your face. And all love can last through the lifetime, and I'm drifting your way. 'Cause when you love me, it feels so amazing.
This is you, right, Amaro?
Yeah.
When you call on me, always.
You got a whisper in your voice. You know, some people have a cry in their voice. You got a whisper in yours.
I'm drinking to breathe. And you said you won't love.
Got a little blues in there.
Yeah, a little R&B.
A little wah-wah.
That's got to be one of the most sung about topics in the world, is love and loss of love. And
yeah, that's that song is about that. And it's and we've said this, we were talking about this, the one of our last, I don't know if we're doing an interview or what we were doing, but the Glockenspiel in that song and the little runs in that was a little like shout out to Harry Potter for what the subject matter is on the song.
What is that Glockenspiel? What is
it's,
that?
It's like a xylophone.
Oh,
and Todd Lovato is playing that on the song.
It's an actual Glockenspiel. It's not like,
yeah,
he didn't play it on the piano.
No, it's
the sound.
Yeah,
he brought in a Glockenspiel to play.
He played it with the
distinctive,
yeah,
sticks and everything. Because, yeah, we're thinking like we don't really want like a piano on this. We want to have some like something cool like bells, and so that was in there. And the song's called Always because there's a line in Harry Potter from that, and because of the subject
Professor
matter,
Snape,
which we won't get into the subject matter of,
don't
the song.
Get you started.
No.
and but, gotta give a shout out to Sarah, to my wife,
all
who
right.
is like the, I think the world's biggest Harry Potter fan. I mean, if not, I mean, I think she is the biggest Harry Potter.
Yeah. I'm imagining her with glasses at Halloween and doing the getting.
She has the Lego sets, every single one, even the Hogwarts castle.
Die Hard.
Went to the Broadway shows and all the movies, and she's really into it.
So what Harry Potter is to Sarah, I mean, I'm thinking of Aaron and Joey for their Comic Cons. I mean, they're eight.
Well, we're like, yeah, I mean, Baron and Joe and I, we talk about Star Wars at least three times a week. Okay. Yeah, we got podcasts about Star Wars, man.
Please, you have to ask.
But yeah, Harry Potter for sure. It's yeah, that's Sarah for sure is the Harry Potter fan.
Awesome. Well, that's cool that you make reference to that, and so insiders would probably get it.
Well, yeah, if you kind of know who and what the song is about and everything, and then, you know, that stuff is in there. And it was just kind of a little shout out for
a little nod,
yeah.
Let's listen to another few stanzas from something else.
So let's do El Hombre Pensando next, and this is a song that was actually on my dad's album, or our dad's album, a song that our dad wrote, but we switched it up and did it in like a cumbia, and it's written by our dad, but us also. We added a different ending to the song.
Put a coro at the end. Yeah, he does it Latin rock style, kind of like, you know, a Santana style. He wrote it for a play back in the mid-80s called El Hombre Pensando. And we thought it'd be, you know, really cool because I heard a band here, one of our friends from Nosotros, his name's Felipe Ruibal, and he was playing a really cool cumbia with like a side stick. And I was like, man, I think El Hombre Pensando would sound really cool like that. And
similar poem.
And yeah. So we rearranged it and harmonized it. And
so I guess playwriting isn't just exclusive to Joseph Abeda. It sounds like Chris Abeda has done his share.
Yeah, my dad's a poet and a playwright and all those things. And yeah, he had a moment in his life where he was super, super creative. Yeah.
The creative juices were flowing.
Yes.
Again, while we're on the subject, real quick, because Chris Abeda is legendary in New Mexico from my perspective, and Mark Epiotis's. For my mother's memorial service, you know, people get up and eulogize and whatnot. And of course, it's very thick emotionally, the time, the spirit in there. Your pops got up, Chris Abeda got up, walked, took his time, walked up, and stood in front on the ground level, I guess, not up on the altar. And he said, well, I don't have much to say, so I'll just sing this song. And he busted out. And he broke into a beautiful rendition of Bendito Bendito for my mother.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. That's the Chris Abeda I know and love right now.
Weddings and funerals, man. My dad's yeah, he knows how to get you.
He got me. Yeah, big time. Just the thought of it chokes me up. Yeah, Marcy, love you, honey bunny, and Josie, and all the contingency up in Santa Fe that we're connected to. You know, deep it goes from the Sangre de Cristo mountains to our hearts and souls.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure. Okay, so is it cut three that we're going to...
Cut three, yeah.
Okay, let's do it, guys.
El Hombre Pensando.
All right.
Latinoamericano, latino tropical, hermano mexicano, mi raza de Aztlán.
El hombre pensando, soñando y otro mundo, el tiempo va corriendo y cambiando en todo.
Es el hombre del barrio, el mismo como yo y tú, siempre pensando de los cambios de alma y de juventud. Chicano pensando, tú cambias este mundo, y el tiempo va corriendo y cambiando nosotros,
viviendo mi vida como un pobre. Riquezas de mi corazón.
de calle San Francisco y Alto, es el hombre de allá arriba, de Don Miguel y San Acacio, el hombre pensando, tú cambias este mundo, y el tiempo va corriendo, y cambiando nosotros, viviendo mi vida como un pobre, con las riquezas de mi corazón. El hombre pensando, mi raza latina. El hombre pensando, mi raza latina. El hombre pensando, mi raza latina.
And that's how you do that. Very nice. Sassy. It's got a lot of manteca, a lot of sass in it, fellas.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, thanks so much for coming, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Mijitos, all precious and everything. I can't look at you guys and not see Joey and Aaron and Elizabeth.
Those are our brothers, man.
Those are brothers right there.
Well, you know, we're talking about when you guys were at my mom's house when you were little kids. You went with your dad. You were so well-behaved, so polite, so precious and beautiful and angelic. What happened? No, I'm just kidding.
The music business, man.
Music business tainted you. Oh, my God. No, I'm glad you guys are around. I'm glad to see you thriving and doing awesome with your master's in business administration.
Thank you.
You got your day job and the
yeah,
whole thing.
Yeah.
And the music keeps on keeping on.
And yes. can I just before we get off, I just want to let everyone know that all of if you want to get this record, it's on iTunes. It's an EP. Just look up Soul Fire, S-O-L, Soul Fire. And we're also streaming on all the major services, Amazon, Spotify, you name it, we're on the streaming service. So please take some time to listen to the record if you can. If you have the services, listen in. If you need to purchase it, go to iTunes. That's cool too. We really appreciate and need and help at your support with this. Right? So
beautiful. Where can we see you next? Where are you going to be? What up?
Where are we going to be next?
Next Saturday, we're at a restaurant in Santa Fe, right? Or
you guys Yeah, we're playing at Jimmy D's in Santa Fe. It's cool. A new restaurant there. It's downtown where the Desert Inn used to be, and yeah,
we're playing. We did a little duo gig, yeah. So
right down the street from the Loretto Chapel, right?
Yeah, yes.
So let me see. I wanted to say one more thing. Let me see if I can remember. Let me dig back into my memory banks. Let me see. Something about your musicality. I'm going to think about it the minute we sign off here. But yes, thank you guys very much for coming in. We'll be looking for you in Santa Fe. Oh, yeah. I was going to ask you, are you going to play for the Fiestas, Santa Fe Fiestas? Or
Fiestas gets around. We're not playing for Fiestas this year, but we'll be in the mix of it next year. Cool. And
absolutely.
I get kind of tied up because I work with the crew for Zozobra. I'm part of I run the stage for Zozobra. And so I'm just running around and so
by the time Fiestas comes around, he's so tired that he just wants to have a drink and not
relax,
work.
Sit back and enjoy the entertainment.
But next year the full record will be out because this is just an EP. The full album will be out by next year, and so we're planning on doing everything that we can. But we're going to play, want to play everything.
Okay, we'll have to ask you guys back. I had to look up what EP meant. I did know.
Extended EP, play.
Extended play.
Okay, that makes sense.
So basically what happens is only three songs on this are on the record. Two songs will not be on the album. So if you buy this, you're getting two songs that will not be on the album. Yeah.
You're getting a bonus, couple of bonus tracks.
Lala Modi.
Yep.
Thank you guys very
Thank
much.
You God bless so you. Much.
Keep on making the magic and the musical magic you guys are making. All the best to you guys. Thanks so much
Thank
for
you.
Coming in.
Thank you.